This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. "My friends, no one in my situation can appreciate my feeling of sadness at this parting." And he concludes, speaking of God, saying, "Trusting in him who can go with me and remain with you and be everywhere for good, let us confidently hope that all will yet be well." He has just won the election. He is now to be the President of the United States. On the night of November 6th, when he first heard the results of the election from the telegraph office, he ran home shouting, "Mary, we're elected." But the United States are not united at all. Southern states are declaring their independence from the very country founded by the Declaration of Independence. Lincoln has won only less than 40% of the vote. 5 days later, he boards the train with its yellow-painted engine. It is a rainy morning. He begins his travel of the nearly 2,000-mile seven-state tour to Washington, D.C. In an impromptu talk at the station, about 1,000 of his neighbors and town folks are there to send him off, and he begins his spiritual conversation with America and with Americans and the world, which was watching. It is a spiritual conversation because it is in it he defines God and defines God as a mystical presence who was there also with George Washington when he became president, who is there now with Lincoln, and who is there with the people who are waving a goodbye to him, and who will continue to be there with and between them as the hundreds of miles and the awful days mount up. It begins spiritually like a called-for prayer. This is uniquely spontaneous. It is obvious his heart is full. The moment is deep. It is a spiritual farewell address because of the depth of feelings, the profound definition of history of the moment, and because of the spiritual presence he calls forth. It is also a spiritual conversation because at the very center of the states leaving the Union, Lincoln sees foremost, not politics, not law, but a spiritual situation. Lincoln always saw the unilateral breaking up of the states as a spiritual impossibility. What had brought the states together into a nation was a spiritual idea, human equality, and a spiritual bond of belief and sacrifice. Something was created by the mutuality of the states that became greater than any one of them, and could and only be broken not by any one of them, but only by the mutual consent of them all. The idea that a state could leave the Union was a legal fiction to him. It simply could not in reality be done. Of course, for Union, there were legal reasons, there were moral reasons, there were pragmatic and political and economic and even geographical reasons. But Lincoln's belief in the country and the law had a spiritual, even mystical root. The Union was sacred because God's presence was not in the king, but in the people. And the people had made a nation. This spiritual idea was not just pie in the sky. Lincoln makes it out of the very depth of his own life. To the gathering at the railroad station, he recites his personal history, his roots in this community. "Here I have lived a quarter of a century," he states. "Here I have passed from being a young to an old man. Here my children have been born and one is buried." Lincoln's sense of God comes out of his personal and physical life and the nation's history. The God that is with them there had been with George Washington 40 years earlier, and it is a living God, one who aids people to do his will and does not leave them alone. As an abiding presence, quote, "everywhere for good," that is how Lincoln feels and knows God. He concludes with a benediction, a subtle statement of God's ongoing love. He says, "To his care, commending you, as I hope in your prayers you will commend me, I bid you an affectionate farewell." This is what a spiritual conversation sounds like. And it is in such an abiding presence, even in great difficulty after great elections, that we too can be commended down to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, The Spiritual Life of Abraham Lincoln.